Well, a lot of people used to sweep the grain door, the grain cars. You know, there'd be a little left in. Everybody in Westport had chickens. And I can remember a lot of the guys took very large lunch pails to work with them in the elevators. And they ate their lunch, and they filled their great big lunch box with grain and brought it home. It was enough to feed a dozen chickens. People didn't bother about it. The railway company didn't bother. The empty cars would go on a siding, and people would go in at night, and you know, you might be able to get 2 or 3 pounds of grain out of the corners of the boxcar, and nobody bothered about it. But I remember one incident in Westport. They had stored some full cars on the CNR siding in Westport, and somebody went in with an auger and drilled a hole in the bottom of the boxcar, and of course the grain poured out. Well, they filled 2 or 3 sacks and took off, but then the grain kept pouring out, and it kept pouring out, and I guess the next day when they came to look, there's a few thousand pounds of grain on the tracks, and they called the RCMP, and there was hell to pay over that.
Did they ever find the person who...
If they ever did, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know who it was.
Yeah. Yeah, there seemed to be situations where people knew who was doing what and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we didn't. You're not going to rat on anybody. Yeah. You might find your house burned down the next night.